There's only one way to not doubt, and that is to keep your eyes and your ears on the Word of God. Agree with what God says and not what circumstances say, or the newspaper says, or politicians say.
We have a Heavenly Father who takes pleasure in meeting our needs, but it takes faith and patience to do things His way. Gloria Copeland explains how to manifest God's provision for your financial freedom today on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
We're going to go to the chapter, Mark 11, 22. Jesus said, "Have faith in God, for verily," or I'm telling you the truth, "whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things," plural, "shall believe that those things he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." So we need to get a grip on our words. And we need to get a grip on our actions. You're not going to be able to operate in strong faith if you're in disobedience. But when you let the Word tell you what to do and you make changes, daily you make changes as you see things in the Word or you see where you've let things slip, you can get to where your faith is so powerful that it will change any situation. But it's not always instantly done. And so what does it say? Faith. It takes faith and patience. Like if you're believing God for your finances, it's going to take most likely somebody else involved. I mean, God could tell you go dig up gold in your backyard, but it's rare. Very rare. I'm not saying He couldn't do it. And I'm saying if you get that, go dig. But it's very rare. If you're going to prosper, normally it's going to involve other people. God's got a better job for you at more money, but if that's true, you're still dealing with other people, right? So what we need to what we have to do is walk in faith. We walk in love. We walk in faith. Faith, believing what God says, regardless of the situation. And we walk in patience. Patience does not succumb to circumstances, is the definition of that. It does not yield to trial. Patience. It takes patience. It took patience for us to get out of debt because we had no money and we really had no assets much but a car. But we had debt and we had children. And it took patience for us once we began to learn how. It seems to me like it took about 11 months to get out of debt. But we stayed with it. And we didn't know the things we're telling you. We're just learning. We're just starting out back in those days. But when I look back on it, the reason we actually did get out of debt was because we let patience undergird our faith. And we didn't quit after 2 months and say, "This junk's not working. This is not working. Let's go buy a new car on credit." No, we didn't do that. We stayed with it. We quit borrowing money. We quit charging stuff. We stayed with it. It took about 11 months. Was it worth it? Oh, yeah. My goodness, it's been years and years and years and years and years and years. And the things that we learned back there then, we've learned to live in and do without borrowing money. We know we can do it. We've done it. We've done it on big things, little things, houses, office building, land, whatever it is. We have that experience behind us now, so just it's not an option to even think about borrowing money. We would never borrow money. So, God meets our needs according to His riches and glory. We lay hold of something. It might take us longer. than it would take somebody to go borrow the money. Usually it takes us longer to do that, to have cash, than to go borrow money, because you can do that quick. But you can't do it quicker. You can't pay it off quicker than I can get it. And I've been thinking about all these things we're reading in the papers and the news and all the bad stuff about our economy. I've been thinking there's probably a lot of people that wish they'd listened to Brother Copeland when he preached about borrowing money. And they thought, well, that's just too much. I just can't go that far. That's extreme. I agree it's extreme. But it is extremely nice once you get the hang of it. And have the patience for it. And even if you've heard it for years but you never did it, do it now. Do it now. It's not going to be, it probably won't be easy to do. And you may not get things as soon as you would like to. But once you get the job done, then it's easier. And it's swift. You know, once you lay hold of it, learn how to do it. And you just have to, but you have to do these things about faith. You have to keep the faith rules, which I haven't gotten very far in yet. But you say, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. So if you're believing to get out of debt, which you're crazy if you're not believing to get out of debt, and you have debt. But if you like debt, well, stay in it. But most people would like to wake up the first of the month and not have pressure on them. So what do you do? Well, you go to the scriptures. You find words about finances. My God meets my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So therefore, I can trust God. He will meet my needs. If GMAC can meet my needs, he can meet my needs. He will meet my needs. He will meet my needs. You know, you got to switch over and you got to have a new mindset to do that. And you have to have faith. And you have to get your words in agreement with what you believe from the Bible. But you can change over. I trust most of you listened and you know you're not dealing with all this hassle that's going on now. But he will believe that those things, that's plural. You know, to have strong faith, you got to have confidence in your words. I believe that these words I speak concerning my finances, this is the way your heart talks about it, your mind agrees with it. I say words about my finances and I believe they come to pass. You know, you can't have faith if you just say the words. It'll help you to encourage your faith to just say confessions and words. But to have faith that changes things, you've got to take it. You've got to believe you receive the word, whatever the promise is, that's mine. That's mine. That is mine. I owe no man anything but to love him. I stand on that scripture. I walk in love, and I owe no man anything but to love him. Every debt is paid. You got to learn to talk to things. I'm telling you, you gotta wake up and go after it if you want it. Because we are in this world. There's an enemy here. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a deceiver. And if you don't know the word and if you don't stand on it, he'll talk you out of it. 6 months goes by and you're still not out of debt. He'll just bombard you with, it's not working, fool. It's not working. You're not going to get this. You're never going to have the car that you need. You know, have you looked in your garage lately? That is a dog out there. You're going to have to drive that dog till Jesus comes. Your faith's not working. You're surely not going to get a good job in this atmosphere, in this environment. Surely you're not. No, you're not going to have a better job. The devil just lie. What does he lie about? He lies about natural things around you, things that say you don't have it. You can't be moved by what you see if you're going to walk by faith. You can't be moved by the politicians if you're going to walk by faith. They cannot break me or you if we're walking by faith, no matter how goofy they are. In Jesus' name, I walk by faith and not by sight. Jesus is my Lord and not the government of the United States. That's not my Lord. Jesus is higher. He is higher than anything in this earth that says it's not working. Jesus himself said, have faith in God. Glory to God. Say to the poverty, say to the lack, say to the circumstances, I believed I've received it and I have it. I believe when the bills come in, you lay your hands on them and you say, Lord, I thank you that every bill is paid. I thank you that we are out of debt. I thank you for the money to wipe out this note and it'll never be back in Jesus' name. How long do you do that? You do that until the bill is paid in full. And the property or the car or whatever kind of note it is paid for, or the charge account. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. If you want to be free. And I like to be free. So Jesus said it works for whosoever. We talk to the mountain. We tell it to get out of our lives. We don't doubt in our heart. There's only one way to not doubt, and that is to keep your eyes and your ears on the Word of God. Agree with what God says and not what circumstances say or the newspaper says or politicians say. We don't put our faith in politicians. Aren't you glad? We put our faith in what God says in this word. And He has to deal with the politicians and the people. We deal with Him, He deals for us. Glory to God. What is it that makes you free? Truth. You know the Word. You can stay free. You can get free and stay free. I'm going to really finish this. He shall believe that those things, that's like things, not the thing. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to believe for finances. And I'm going to believe every word I say about those finances. But I'm not going to believe, you know, I'm not going to worry about anything else down here. I'm not going to be worried about my love life and walking by love, whether I keep commandment of love or I'm not going to do this or I'm not. No, he said, believe those things which you say will come to pass. So you have to come to where you believe my words have power. I'm telling you now what I believe. I'm not telling you what you believe. I'm telling you what I believe. I believe that when I speak unbelief, I open the door to the devil. I believe that. I believe that when I speak, I don't have it. We're not going to make it. I'm never going to get my healing. I believe that I'm saying to all the demons in hell, I'm not believing. I'm open. My faith shield is down. I'm not taking the shield of faith when I say, I believe I'm going to die of this or that or the other. So I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. Well, what if they've just said you're terminal? Well, I'll just say I'm healed. I'll just say by His stripes I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. What if they just say, well, you're bankrupt? I'm going to say my God meets my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm not going to say I'm defeated. I'm not going to say I can't make it. I'm not going to say, the recession's taken me out. Well, what if they say you've just lost your job? What are you going to say? I'm going to say I believe I have a better job. I'm going to say, Jesus, you're my financier. You know where that job is. Show me where the better job is. And I give you my word, I'll do a great job at the better job. I'll give it my whole heart. Which is something else to think about. When people get laid off, they lay off the people that aren't doing as well as others, that are not working as hard. And the ones that are the most faithful to their job are the ones that stay the longest. Isn't that true? So if we have a job, we should be a good steward of that job. If we have an employer, we should give him the best that we have. We ought not be coming in late, backbiting, stirring up trouble. You know, we ought to give him a good job. Well, those are the people that don't get laid off. So you say, well, I got laid off and I did that. Well, I didn't say it was always that way. But if somebody's going to lay off 10% of their staff, say, they're going to lay off the people they think they can get by without. That ought to give us another clue, too. Work so hard and be so faithful and so listening to the Lord. The Lord will give you great ideas where you're working because it's your job. He'll tell you things that somebody else is trying to figure out. If you'll get on the faith side, start believing, then those are the people that aren't going to get laid off. Glory to God first anyway. But what if you got laid off? What would you do? You'd keep believing God. You'd keep saying what you're saying. You'd let patience have her perfect work. You wouldn't be moved by it in Jesus' name. Amen? So you gotta make up your mind what you're going to do. Are you going to be a faith person? Or are you going to just live like everybody else? Well, I tell you, being a faith person is so much more wonderful than not having any answers. If you have faith, you have God moving in your life, in the healing of your body, in your finances, in your family. But if you have doubt and unbelief concerning those things, you're letting the devil move in your life. And it, you know, how do you maintain that? You can only maintain that by time in the Word. Only by time in the Word, every day, building your faith. Every day correcting you, not just faith, but correcting you. You know, if you're believing God and you're in faith, the joy of the Lord ought to be there. If you're depressed and down, I don't think you're in faith. I mean, I just wouldn't say you couldn't be, but I don't see how you could be. But if the joy of the Lord's your strength, you're going to be up. You're not going to be walking. If you're in fear, we know if you're walking in fear, you're not in faith. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm not going to make it. I'm afraid this. I'm afraid that. I'm afraid the government's going to go broke before I get my Social Security. Well, your Social Security's not going to be enough anyway. So you better be believing God. Glory to God. Amen. We have a Father. We have a Daddy. Hallelujah. He cares about us. He wants to meet our needs. He's not in a depression or a recession. They're not even slowed down up there in heaven. Glory to God. He knows how to bless. I mean, He's got a history right here in this book of blessing His people, bringing them forth with silver and gold, right out of slavery into silver and gold. Think of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our God is able. He is certainly able to take care of your needs and what you need in your life and to give you the blessing. I'm just encouraging you today to just go all out for God, for your faith. Believe you receive it when you pray. That speak those things that you want to come to pass and nothing else. You'll have, Jesus said, whatever you say. Now, would Jesus tell them that if it weren't true? I guarantee you, you're getting what you say. You may have changed your saying a short time ago and it's not manifest yet. So what is that called for? Patience. You keep saying. You keep saying what you want to come to pass. You keep employing the Word of God over your circumstances. And you say, and you say, and you say. Over sickness and disease, you say, and you keep saying. You're not moved by what you feel. You're not moved by what the doctor said. I've acted on the Word of God. I believed I've received. I believe Jesus bore my sickness and carried my diseases. And by His stripes, I was healed. The doctor says, you don't have to tell the doctor that, but he'll tell you maybe you're not healed. That's his job. He's looking in the natural. He's not looking in the book. He's not looking in faith. He's not looking at what God's doing. You don't pay a doctor to do those things. You pay a doctor to tell you what he sees in your body right now. You don't pay him to tell you what God sees in your body by faith. Or what Jesus did on the cross that's already done by bearing your sicknesses and carrying your diseases. That part is up to us. We have to get on the ball with faith. We have to believe the word. We have to keep it in our eyes and our ears so that it comes out our mouth and it's got faith behind it. Faith, the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Hallelujah. And how do you do that? It's not hard. If you've got a Bible, you just take the word literally. You put it in your eyes and your ears. You say it every day. Do you say it just when trouble comes? No, you're already behind if you wait until trouble comes. You're going to need your faith. The just shall live by his faith, the scripture says. You're going to need your faith. So if it's good times for you, you don't have any problems, I think that's great. But you're still going to need faith somewhere down the line. Amen. So we don't just get lazy when things are going good. No, we stay. We stay steady. When things are tough, we keep our eyes on the Word of God. We keep our mouth straight. We say what the Word says. We believe, we receive it. We talk faith words. Out of the abundance of our heart of faith comes faith words. When things are going bad, we do exactly the same thing. It should take no changes. If some bad news came, you ought to already be doing what it takes to overcome that situation. Patience. Patience does not succumb to trial or temptation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are faith people.
Airborne Records presents Strand of Pearls.
And that's part of what this album is about, too, is just the getting set free by the joy of the Lord.
I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul.
The first album really ministered peace. It was really peaceful and kind of more flowing. And the second album just really seemed to minister joy.
Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
It's fun. We have a good time and we laugh, and it's just a time of bonding and a time of just being a family, and it's just cool to see God, you know, do his thing.
Rock of ages, clap for me.
There's something happens when you listen to music and it's like your guard goes down. You can be tapping your foot to something, or really in the back of your mind singing the words to something.
We can be the light to those people who don't know, and that's our job.
Light is you being a light in your land, whatever the land is. You can be a light in your land when you follow Christ, when you be in the light as he is in the light.
Light in the Land by Strand of Pearls. Order this new release from Strand of Pearls entitled Light in the Land for $14.98. This CD is packed with praise music that is sure to lift your spirit and draw you into a closer relationship with the Father. Call using our toll-free number, 800-600-7395. For a product discount and faster processing, order through our website at kcm.org. Enjoy the fresh and lively sounds of Strand of Pearls and discover God in a more personal way.
Remember what Gloria said, we have a Father who cares about us. He desires not only to meet your needs, that all of our needs are met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, but it is his desire to give you all things to enjoy. That's 1 Timothy 6, 10, 11, 12, right in that whole group of scriptures there. I mean, instead of agreeing with what you don't have and your circumstances, you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. He's higher than this world system. He's not confused. Heavenly economics is going right on. Praise the Lord. Well, why don't he just do something for me? He's already done something for you. It's your turn. You're going to have to move in to him and just receive him as your Lord and Savior. He's taken care of everything else. That if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. He did all the hard part. So pray with me right now. Forget about all that's around you and pray it out loud where you can hear it. Oh, God in heaven, I believe with all my heart that Jesus has been raised from the dead. I receive you, Lord Jesus, as my Savior and as my Lord. I repent of sin. I renounce the past. You're my future, Jesus. And in you, my future is bright. Thank you, sir. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let me tell you something. If you prayed that with me today, I want to send you these five little books to help you get started reading and understanding and knowing your Bible. It is not hard to do. This is where life is, my brother and sister. This is a treasure book. This is the last will and testament of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're the heir. Amen. Everything in there belongs to you now. So I'll send you these free and postpaid, along with just a very simple little lesson on how to study the Word of God. Read your Bible, watch the broadcast on kcm.org. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to send you five free books. For faster processing, order your salvation package online at kcm.org. Take hold of God's promises and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Copeland Family Meeting in Orlando, Florida is December 3rd through 5th. Join George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons for a time of ministry at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. A regional partner meeting with Steve and Kelly Swisher on February 19th and 20th, 2010, in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
The battleground's in your mind. Satan has to get to your mind. That's all he's got, brother. Jesus stripped him of everything, you know. But he'll con you. He'll con you into stuff, get you to thinking of some way or another. If you don't want the Word of God, it says you'll just chase that rabbit till you die.